for that sweet dessert of your day, you've got the ice cream, the pie crust, the apples, and the sugar. What are you missing? Cinnamon. So here's your little dose of cinnamon now.
Hello, everyone, and thanks once again for joining me for another episode of Cinnamon Chronicles. I, of course, am Cinnamon, your navigator to this crazy little life that I have going on here, mi vida loca, you must say. And today, let me share with you some stories about how I've spent 4th of July and what it means to me. And basically, you know what? Let's just get it started. Let freedom ring. Who doesn't love the summertime? I mean, there's so many good things about summertime. I mean, first of all, it's the most patriotic time of the year because, you know, you start with Memorial Day. And I find that even if you look at the fashion, not that we think about it that much, but it's almost like it has its own color theme. I think the seasons have their own color theme. And I think the seasonal theme colors for summer seem to be red, white, and blue. Again, for Memorial Day. And then, of course, you've got the 4th of July, the most patriotic day of the year. Yes, it's America's birthday. So, yeah, you want to wear red, white, and blue only because red, white, and blue are fun. And we just signify those colors with being proud and celebration. And how I've celebrated the 4th has kind of changed over the years, you know. When I was a little girl, we spent family time together, but after a while, my father, he ended up working in a factory. And so there were many times on holidays my dad had to work. So our holidays were usually spent, you know, just hanging out and watching TV and shit. And, you know, and mom usually cooked something or we usually had a really nice dinner. And then a lot of times, usually the shift that dad would work, it seemed like it was always like either, you know, it was like really late. So, you know, we would come home and we would have our little dinner celebration, you know, and then we would always sit and do fireworks. And, you know, when I was a kid and we were fireworks, you know, this was my introduction to fireworks. And sometimes the fascination just, you know, gets me sometimes, but you know, it was usually sparklers and Roman candles and fucking bottle rockets, which is the most annoying firework of all. And firecrackers and, what the hell, Roman candles. I did say that. And then sparklers, what the shit, what the fuck is the other one we used to have? Damn, I can't remember. But, you know, usually, you know, pretty simple stuff. And, you know, dad really prided himself fireworks. I mean, he had everything in a little, you know, situation how he would do his fireworks, you know. And, you know, we would all three sit in our chairs and wait, and we would ooh and on, we would wait for the big finale. We never really had an opportunity or any places to go for big fireworks, so the big fireworks actually came when we were, you know, when I got a little older. But one of the best family times that I remember when I was a kid was it was a 4th of July after my grandfather had passed away. So it had to be either 78, I think it probably was 78. That was because I was young. The pictures that I remember seeing me, I was a lot younger, obviously, fucking a lot younger. But anyway, probably, you know, middle school going into high school. And we had a 4th of July party. Of course, you know, it's hot as fuck in the summertime. That's the only bad thing about summer. It's hot as fuck. But, you know, when you're that age, you really don't give a damn. You know, you just want to be cool and have a good time. And we decided that we were going to have a family, kind of family 4th of July that year. So my grandmother and, you know, all my cousins and stuff, we were all there. And we actually had it at our house because we had a lot of room. We had an acre, so we had a lot of room. And I can take myself back to the day, you know, I can just visualize a lot of it. I don't know how I remember some of this shit, but I can just visualize it and see how you know, how we celebrated. We, of course, grilled, of course, and I remember a big grill, and my dad, him and my Uncle Connie, they were the cooks, so, you know, there was beer involved, you know, yeah, the men drank, you know, and then, of course, you know, my cousins, you know, were in from, you know, were from Kentucky, and then from Central Indiana, you know, we were all there, because, and we were all really, of course, we were all really, really young, and I just remember just spending the day eating and laughing. And at some point, my uncle who played golf, he was actually hitting golf balls in the front yard and hitting them up on, way up on the hill. And a bunch of us, or a bunch of everybody was up there. I went up there chasing fucking balls because I'd probably gotten hit by one. But I was actually standing there and hanging out with him while he was shooting or, you know, hitting those balls. And but the cool thing about it was, is, you know, it was a long, hot day, but yet, you know, we were tired, we were, you know, still, you know, ready to go. And the party soon after it got dark, you know, after we had our fireworks, of course, of fucking bottle rockets, Roman candles and firecrackers and sparklers and, you know, a few wishy-wish things, you know, whatever. You know, we ended up in the house, and we just, we had the music on, and we were dancing and laughing, and the entire fucking time we were in there, we were laughing, and I mean, it was late. I mean, it went late. I mean, it for us, you know, the majority of us were adult, or, you know, we're older teenagers and shit, so, you know, it went late, and hell, the adults were in there, too, and we've got this picture of my youngest cousin who is like, all this shit is going on in the house. You know, we're dancing and hollering and screaming and people are drinking and shit. And this kid is like sound asleep on the fucking couch, not even moving. He is dead to the damn world. Bob is laying asleep. It's the funniest shit you've ever seen. And God, I don't think he ever woke up. I mean, you know, they just, you know, we just finally quit. But yeah, that's some pretty deep sleep right there. But one of the best 4th of July's that I can remember. Call me crazy, but some of the best 4th of July parties that I've ever been to have been with people that I don't fucking know. My first experience with that was back years ago, when I was living in Indianapolis, and I, you know, I'd been through a horrible breakup with a fucking narcissistic Dave, and, you know, went through a miscarriage, and, you know, I was still grieving the loss of my mother, and I was at this job that I'd been, working at, and some of the people that I work with were, one of the girls I work with, she's like, hey, you know, I'm going up to some friends of mine in, you know, Lafayette, and they have a really big 4th of July celebration. You know, I know you've had a tough time, so would you like to go? Fuck yeah! You know, at that time, you know, I didn't have any plans, you know, and I was just going to stay in anyway. So, fuck yeah, man, I took off, and this ended up to be a fabulous weekend. I walked in to a whole house full of people, and the atmosphere kind of reminded me, you know, of a kind of a big chill kind of atmosphere. You know, it was just a bunch of people there for a celebration to celebrate the 4th, and, you know, just freaking hospitable gentlemen that hosted the party for us. It was just fabulous. I mean, they treated me like, you know, that they'd known me all my life. And, I mean, I had my own room and towels and shit. And, I mean, it was just really, really nice. And we had nice big dinners and stuff. But, you know, that's actually where I was first introduced to Jell-O shots. I remember these Jell-O shots. I mean, they did a shit ton of Jell-O shots. I remember opening up the refrigerator, and the entire middle part of the refrigerator was full of fucking Jell-O shots. There was like 800 Jell-O shots. It's like, where the fuck are you going to find 800 Jell-O shots? I mean, that is a lot of Jell-O shots. So, yeah. So, I mean, you knew it was going to be a party, you know, fucking 800 Jell-O shots. And, I mean, they were, you know, trying to get everybody to take them and stuff, but But, you know, that's those people knew how to take personal fireworks to a whole new fucking level. I mean, you know, I think it's funny, men and fireworks. You know, men really dig fireworks. Because I just think men just like to blow shit up. So, you know, I'm like, okay with that. You know, point it over there. You can blow up whatever the fuck you want as long as you point it over there. And, you know, as long as it's not, you know, too crazy and shit. You know, I'm okay with that. But, I mean, these guys put on such a killer, you know, personal show with their fireworks display, and it was just a great opportunity for me to meet a bunch of new people. And you know, sometimes when you're going through something like that, and it's really fun to interact with a group of people like that, you know, and it kind of helps put things in perspective for you, you know, that you know, you're all there, and you know, it's a day of freedom, and it's a day of celebration, and you know, and just have a good time. We all just need to have a fucking good time anymore. My first experience with big, massive fireworks actually was when I moved to Indianapolis in the mid-80s. There was a radio station that used to do fireworks synchronized to music. And so, you know, I was there. Fuck, I wanted to check that shit out. You know, you got to check that stuff out. So the very first time I actually saw a big fireworks display, it was on the canal or on the river there. And I remember being pretty close because I was able to park, you know, I was a student, so I was able to park at the university there at IUPUI, so I was able to walk, and I remember being on the bridge, and once the fireworks display started, I mean, I was amazed. First of all, it was absolutely stunning, but I was amazed at how my body reacted. I guess where I was, I mean, there was a lot of the TNT that they use and the dynamite. I mean, you know, that's one thing I noticed about myself is how my body reacted. My heart would race, and it was, I guess when you're that close to them, just the impact and the dynamite, the nitro actually affects you. It actually affects your heart. And so it was really kind of freaky, but I mean, but it was still quite an experience for me. But after that, you know, anytime I became a huge fan of also watching the fireworks, that they always used to, let off every year on the 4th of July downtown at the bank tower. So, you know, those were always fun to watch, but I watching them fucking up close. Whew. I keep my distance now from the big ass fireworks. I keep my distance, which is a good thing to do. And now let me tell you, I fucking keep my distance. It totally changed when I became a nurse, and I'm gonna tell you about that when I come back. Of course, once you start working, you know, when you become an adult, holidays are sometimes working holidays, especially if you work in an industry that actually is an industry that it works on holidays. And of course, being in the medical industry, I always had to work. But before that, in some of the other jobs, I mean, sometimes some of the companies I work for, we had the day off, but usually, you know, 9 times out of 10, I worked only because, you know, being single, I started this when I started spending time as a CNA years ago. Holidays were strange in the hospital. Were different in the hospital, especially when people were in there. I mean, doctors tried to get rid of a lot of people before the holidays, but you know, sometimes it's just inevitable you're going to have people in the hospital. And that's a sad time. And I always wanted to be there, you know. It's also an easy day to work, or an easier day to work. It's just a little bit more laid back, and it's just a lot less busy. So I spend a lot of times working during the holidays. So I mean, usually my ass is busy and I really didn't get much chance to celebrate. But compared to how I celebrate now, that's kind of, you know, how I transitioned to the way I celebrate now. And especially in hospice, you know, I've gone from going to holiday parties and celebrations because, you know, after a while, it's hard to drink when, you know, you're celebrating because it's fucking hot, and you can drink, you know, 10 fucking drinks, but you ain't gonna get drunk because it's fucking hot, and you got to keep yourself hydrated. And after a while, you're just drawing yourself out even more. So, you know, my days of doing that are, you know, few and far between. But, you know, usually my holidays were spent in the hospitals, and I really didn't get to see very many fireworks unless I got lucky and, you know, catch a couple of fucking bottle rockets or Roman candles somewhere along the line. But that's where I kind of adopted this thing now. It's my most favorite thing to do on the 4th of July now. And when you become a pet parent, your life changes as well. Because, of course, I have the most high-strung beagle terrier mix there is, who cannot stand fireworks. He doesn't even fucking like storms, so cannot even stand fireworks. So, again, once I became a pet parent, it was important for me to be home, because to try to make it as quiet and as secure as possible, because dogs just freak out, and it's just not pleasant for them. So I spend my times at home. So here's how I spend my July 4th now that I'm an older person and dog parent. It's my most favorite thing is I watch the New York City Macy's fucking fireworks. I gotta tell you, man, they're freaking awesome. New York City knows how to put on a fireworks display, man. I gotta tell you. And this year was no exception. They're off the Brooklyn Bridge for one. And, you know, they've got that majestic bridge. And you know, they've got all that, you know, they put a shit ton of money into it. You know, they have to. Plus, you know, you get to see all these performers, you know, from all over the country as well. But I gotta tell you, the best thing about watching the fireworks on fucking TV, no traffic. You have no traffic getting in and out of the fireworks. Because, you know, that's a fucking nightmare. You gotta admit, people, you'd be lying if you tell me that wasn't a fucking nightmare. No people to have to deal with. Couch with my drink in my hand, wearing my goofy ass light shit on my head if I want to, but no people around me to get into my space, and, you know, who aren't rowdy and, you know, or tall, or, you know, getting in my way, you know, because being short, it's kind of hard to see sometimes, you know, even when they're up, sometimes it's still hard to see if people fat head are in your way. But yeah, no traffic. No commute home. I can sit in the comfort of my couch, and I get to go to all these, you know, different places and just sit there. And, you know, when it's all said and done, I just shut the fucking TV off and go to bed if you want to. That's the greatest thing about it. These days, I try not to plan too far ahead for anything because, you know, you never know how anything is going to turn out. So this year for the 4th, I really didn't really plan anything because, one, here in Florida, it's fucking hot right now. The heat index has been really, really high. And I had, you know, I knew we were coming up on a weekend, and I was going to take the opportunity, you know, just kind of, I'm kind of nesting a little bit in my house now, you know, just kind of trying to clear it up and make it my own. And I kind of planned on doing some CEUs and things like that. But, you know, I was pleasantly surprised. I happened to connect with a lady that my sister went to high school with. And I found out that she's here in Lakeland. So I connected with her on Facebook, a couple weeks ago prior to the 4th. And, you know, she lives here in the same town I do. So I was kind of excited. So she was out they were doing something in town here, and it was a big to-do, and I don't like to go out in the evening, because, again, it was hot, and I knew they were expecting some rain, and I really didn't want to get stuck in the rain. But anyway, she invited me to her house the next day for the 4th. So I kind of did a little combination. It was like an impromptu pool party. And, you know, I did my normal chatter with my breakfast friends, but I took off to this pool party. And I have to tell you, you know, I was a little nervous about leaving my dog alone, but, you know, I knew we'd be okay. I made sure he had his CBD, and, you know, I made sure he was, and usually during the day, you're usually pretty good. There's not too much shit that, you know, make him too crazy. But I took off to this pool party, met a whole bunch of new, really, really fun people, introduced him to Cinnamon Chronicles, laughed and had some fun and ate and and just talked about crazy ass shit, you know, like you usually do. But it was a good day. And then, of course, you know, I planned on not intending to spend that much time there, but I just got caught up in the people and the atmosphere and, you know, the things that were going on there. There was a lot of spiritual and, you know, a lot of really cool, spiritual and kind of metaphysical people that I enjoy being around that kind of atmosphere and basically just meeting new people in general. My mom always laughs. She goes, "You could freaking talk to a fence post." And, you know, the thing about it is she's kind of right. And in some respects, I'm a lot like her because she made friends very easily as well. And I just have one of those personalities. I can make people at ease really, really quickly. You know, I actually consider that a gift. But, you know, while I was over there, you know, it was hot. Yeah, and the storms were brewing up. But I got to tell you, the most annoying part and the most annoying part about the fireworks, again, is, you know, people start with them stupid damn things in the middle of the fucking afternoon. And it's like, it's not even dark yet. It's like, why are you trying to blow up shit right now? It's not even fucking dark. You know, I guess for the noise and I guess for the shock factor of it, it turned out to be more annoying than me in anything. And so, I mean, I was over it. I was really over it. And it was getting late in the day. And of course, you know, I got to do my other favorite thing. You know, not only am I spending time with people that I didn't know, which is fun in the first place, but man, I came home and watched my fireworks and, you know, on Macy's. And yeah, it's a good thing because, you know, I had to make sure that my little dog, you know, because he gets all upset at fireworks and shit. So I like to be here. And he likes me home at night. And, you know, so he can crawl up and lay in my lap. And so that's his thing. But, you know, I think what gets me more than anything is, you know, with all those fireworks and shit going on. And then, of course, there always seems to be a damn storm that brews up somewhere after that. And it's like, well, no fucking shit. A storm is brewing up because, you know, you just throwing all this shit up into the atmosphere, something's bound to, you know, to stir up. And of course, you know, here in Florida, you know, the weather changes, you know, like the drop of a hat. So you never know when a storm's going to brew up here in the summertime, especially after you throw a bunch of nitro in the air. You're just asking for trouble.